The Thai government says it wants Asian governments to collectively buy antiretroviral medications to ensure lower cost and wider distribution. Prime Minister Apisit Wachachiwa will have the idea put on the table at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Regional Forum, which will be held next week on the Thai island of Phuket. Banarat Sumatarak is the spokesman for Mr. Apisit's Democrat Party.
It is clearly a common challenge that needs to be addressed on a global level. And one thing which Prime Minister Apisit has been very keen on addressing is to try to find avenues for collective action. For example, in trying to ensure that vaccines are provided and access is guaranteed, as well as access to antiviral medication.
But Baranad says a key challenge appears to be ensuring the spread of the H1N1 flu is contained. Another issue is avoiding the overuse of medications that could make the virus more drug resistant. The call for broader cooperation comes as the Thai government this week approved a $25 million budget for vaccines and antiviral drugs to fight H1N1 virus known as swine flu. At least 25 people in Thailand have died of the virus and more than 4,000 cases have been reported. The virus was first identified in Mexico earlier this year and has spread around the world. The World Health Organization reports there have been about 100,000 confirmed cases with around 500 deaths. But experts say there have probably been tens of thousands of other cases. The Thai government has closed schools and other facilities in Bangkok to try to slow the spread of the virus. The ASEAN Regional Forum draws together the foreign ministers of the 10 ASEAN states, as well as those from countries such as Australia, China, India, and the United States. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.